On tape two, we're going to continue learning how to embrace stress, focusing on techniques to work through the breath and the mind. Because different people will want to spend varying lengths of time with some of the exercises, I have not left practice time after the instructions, but recommend that you pause your tape machine for as long as you need to feel complete with the experience, and then move on to the next exercise. So now we're going to do some breathing exercises. The breath is the link between the body and the mind, and we often hold a great deal of tension there. Before we begin, I'd like to give a few instructions about breathing in general. First, it's always best to inhale through the nose. The nose has a built-in filtering system, and it warms and cleans the air before it enters your lungs. Breathe in and out in a smooth and regular flow. When you hold your breath, do so comfortably without straining, and avoid tensing unrelated muscles. It's best to practice breathing in the cleanest possible air. Fresh air or a well-ventilated room is preferable. And finally, it's best to practice on an empty stomach. Our first breathing exercise is the simplest, and it's the one you probably were taught as a child. Inhale deeply through the nostrils, holding the breath at the top of the inhalation for just a second or two, and then release the breath. Repeat this for two more breaths. On the last inhalation, take in as much air as you comfortably can, really stretching out the lungs and the rib cage. Hold for 2 or 3 seconds, and then release with abandon. How does that feel? This next breathing exercise is called the Ha breath. It's excellent for quickly clearing out stress, especially that caused by a buildup of frustration or anger. The Ha breath is energizing as well as relaxing. I'm going to describe the process first, and then we're going to do it together. To start with, you will raise your arms up overhead and inhale as deeply as you can. Then you're going to lower the arms quickly and at the same time forcefully exhale all the air you can out through the mouth, making a loud ha sound. Okay, now let's do it. From a sitting position, lift your arms up and inhale deeply through the nose. And lower your arms quickly and exhale. Ha! Repeat this ha breath 2 or 3 times and then go on to the next exercise. The next exercise we're going to do is called diaphragmatic breathing. In the beginning, it's best to do this exercise lying on the back, but after you've gained some experience, it can be done sitting or even standing. Place a hand on the abdomen below the waist. Close the eyes, relax, and focus the attention on the breath. And inhale fully as you stretch the abdomen outward. Exaggerate this movement at first, breathing through the nostrils in an even, steady manner. If you wish, you may open your eyes and observe the motion of the abdomen by watching the hand placed on your belly rise with the inhalation. Hold the inhalation for as long as you comfortably can, and then as you exhale, press in and back with the abdominal muscles, squeezing all the air out of the belly. Repeat this process a few times. Each massive exhalation is followed by an equally great inhalation, once again forcing the abdomen out as you inhale and not moving the upper chest and shoulders at any time during the process. As you inhale and exhale, forcing the abdomen outward and then inward, concentrate on directing the energy to the solar plexus, that area in the front of the body where the rib cage meets by the diaphragm. This recharges and revitalizes the body with each inhalation and exhalation. This exercise calms and relaxes the entire nervous system. Pause your tape machine here and go ahead and practice this exercise until you feel complete with it. Now on the next inhalation, after the diaphragm is fully extended, bring air higher up into the lungs, expanding the rib cage as the middle of the chest fills up with air. Continue to bring the breath all the way up into the upper lungs, under the sternum and shoulders, lifting the shoulders and opening the upper part of the chest. Inhale all the air that you comfortably can, and hold the breath for a moment or two. Then exhale slowly, reversing the sequence, releasing the air in the upper chest first, and then the middle chest, and then the abdomen, making sure to squeeze out all the stale air, using the diaphragm to force out every last ounce of air in the lungs. Repeat this complete breath a few more times, continuing the smooth flow of one breath after another, noticing how, when a rhythm is developed, the breath grows steady and longer in duration. Pause the tape here and practice. Now sit in a comfortable position with the back straight. Place the middle finger of the right hand between the eyebrows. Place the right thumb gently on the right nostril and rest the baby and ring fingers lightly on the left nostril. Breathe slowly and deeply through both nostrils. After the next exhalation, close the right nostril with the thumb and take a deep breath in through the left nostril. Hold the breath for as long as you comfortably can, squeezing both nostrils closed with the thumb and fingers. Now, keep the left nostril closed with the third and fourth fingers, and breathe out through the right nostril. Now keep the left nostril closed and breathe in through the right nostril. Hold the breath, once again closing both nostrils. Now keep the right nostril closed with the thumb and breathe out through the left nostril. This constitutes one round of alternate nostril breathing. You may find that after a short time, you establish a natural rhythm of inhalation, holding, and exhalation. Continue this rhythm for another minute or two, or until you feel complete. Alternate nostril breathing has a calming, stilling, and balancing effect on the mind. It is also excellent for insomnia, fatigue, nervous conditions which often accompany chronic illness, and of course, sinus problems. Pause the tape here. Next, we're going to do three different kinds of mental exercises. The first series of exercises are called autosuggestion or autogenic training. They will show you how what you put into your mind affects your stress level. Breathe comfortably and naturally. On your next inhalation, silently say to yourself, "I am." And on the following exhalation, say, "relaxed," allowing the words to sink deeply into your body-mind as you say them. I am relaxed. I am relaxed. I am relaxed. If you wish, you can pause the tape here and repeat this process for a minute or two. And when you're done, say to yourself two or three times, "I feel relaxed and refreshed. I feel relaxed and refreshed. I feel relaxed and refreshed." Next, we're going to do a slightly more involved autogenic training. Slowly repeat the following sentences silently to yourself, once again, allowing yourself to experience each one as fully as possible, focusing the thoughts directly into the body parts being addressed. My right arm is heavy and warm. My right arm is heavy and warm. My left arm is heavy and warm. My left arm is heavy and warm. My right leg is heavy and warm. My right leg is heavy and warm. My left leg is heavy and warm. My left leg is heavy and warm. My neck and shoulders are heavy and warm. My neck and shoulders are heavy and warm. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing is calm and regular. My breathing is calm and regular. My abdomen is warm. My abdomen is warm. My forehead is cool. My forehead is cool. My body is relaxed and comfortable. My body is relaxed and comfortable. I am refreshed and alert. I am refreshed and alert. And finally, repeat the following phrase to yourself a few times, once again, letting the words in very deeply. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Visualization techniques also show you the effect that thoughts have on your state of being. We're going to do two simple and effective visualizations. First, let yourself go in your mind to the place in the world where you feel most comfortable, most at home. If you don't have a place like that in your life right now, see if you can remember a place you once had, or create one you would like to have in your imagination. When you get there in your mind, let yourself become more fully present by seeing, hearing, smelling, and feeling all that's going on in that space. Pause the tape here until you feel at home in this space. Now think of someone you love very deeply and invite that person into your place with you. See them there with you. Feel them there with you. How does that feel? Visualization is something you can easily do anytime, anywhere. Meditation focuses the attention and opens the awareness. It's best to practice meditation sitting in a comfortably erect posture. Place your hands together in your lap, and if it's comfortable for you, cross your legs. Our first meditation exercise is counting the breath. This technique helps to concentrate the mind and bring it into a single focal point. Allow the breath to flow naturally without any forcing or holding. And on the first inhalation, say silently to yourself, "One." On the following exhalation, say, "Two." On the next inhalation, "Three." And on the next exhalation, "Four." Continue counting in this manner until you get to 10, and then go back to 1 and begin counting again. You may notice that the mind has a tendency to wander. When you catch yourself having lost count, simply go back to 1 and start again. Pause the tape here and practice this exercise for 2 or 3 minutes. Now continue the breathing, but instead of counting the breath, just begin to observe it. First, notice the subtle sensations created by the breath at the rim of the nostrils, where the breath enters and leaves the body. Just watch what happens at this spot with each inhalation and each exhalation. Pause the tape and follow the breath here for a couple of minutes. Now, shift the focus of observation to the abdomen, watching in your mind's eye your abdomen rise and fall, expand and contract with each inhalation and exhalation. Don't force your abdomen out or in. Just let it be soft and open to the flow of the breath. Pause the tape and follow the breath here for a couple more minutes. Now, with each exhalation, let go in your mind of everything that's come before this moment. And with each successive inhalation, let yourself come more and more fully into the present moment. Pause the tape and practice this for a while. Now notice that there is a natural momentary pause in the breath between the in-breath and the out-breath at the top of the inhalation. Let yourself become aware of this space between the breaths, this present moment. And with each subsequent breath, become increasingly conscious of this space between the breaths, and just allow yourself to rest in this space without forcing anything, for slightly longer and even longer periods of time. Pause the tape for as long as you need here. How do you feel now? One time when I was meditating, I saw very clearly that every place that I was holding stress in my body was a place of non-forgiveness, a place where I was holding something against myself or others. So we're going to end this tape with a brief forgiveness meditation. You might want to do this at first with a relatively non-threatening person, like the guy who cut you off on the expressway this morning, and build up to more difficult people later. So let yourself know who you are ready to forgive today, and bring into your mind and heart the image, the sense, the feel of this person that you want to forgive, this person who has wronged you, this person who you have put out of your heart. And just hold this person there in your heart the way you've held yourself during the last hour, and say to them, I forgive you. I forgive you for whatever pain you have caused me due to your ignorance, blindness, and fear. Whatever is the source of your pain, I forgive you for passing it on to me. I forgive you. I forgive you. And if you're willing, end the meditation by wishing this person well and sending kind, perhaps even loving thoughts to him or her, and then let the person go. You can use this simple forgiveness meditation with anyone, eventually even with yourself. Before we end, I'd like to ask you something. Did you notice that the more fully you entered into an exercise, the more effective you were in terms of reducing stress? In my life, I have found that the more attentive I am to the activity in which I am engaged, the richer my experience and the less stress I create. Whether I'm working on a complex project or doing everyday tasks like walking, eating, and washing the dishes, giving my full attention to the details of my life definitely eliminates a considerable amount of stress. So as an experiment, you might want to try bringing awareness into your daily life to see what it might do for you. try it for an hour or two, or if you're really adventuresome, try it for a whole day sometime. Finally, pause the tape here for a moment to look at the stress in your life from this more relaxed state and let yourself see what you now can do to change your habitual responses to stressful situations. Now let yourself know what you're willing to commit to do on a daily basis in order to change your life. Remember, these stress reduction techniques only work if you use them. Be careful not to overcommit and then get into feeling like a failure and berating yourself for not honoring your commitments. It's better to commit to 2 or 3 minutes a day and do it than to commit to 30 minutes and not do it. It feels so good to reduce the stress in your life that you'll want to do more and more stress reduction as time goes on. Now make a written contract with yourself right now as to what you can comfortably commit to. Now let yourself know what you need to do to remind yourself on a daily basis to honor your commitment, and write that down also. Refer back to this each day at the time that would best help you honor your commitment. Side B of this tape has more music to help you unwind and release any stress that might possibly be left in your body-mind. We hope that you've enjoyed these tapes and will find them useful. Daily practice of these techniques can help you create a more balanced and peaceful life. We wish you well.